Save big money on everything for your next project at Menards. Spring is here, making it the perfect time for outdoor projects. Suncast storage sheds are an excellent solution for protecting outdoor lawn and gardening tools. They're easy to assemble, and the all-weather construction provides water resistance and UV protection. Save big on Suncast storage sheds. View our selection of Suncast products today in-store and on Menards.com. Save big money at
Menards. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This. Anybody who knows me knows I was cocky out of the womb.
His early break with Zip and Jake, brought to you by Gaina Trucking. Weekday mornings from 6 to 8 on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Segment two is always sponsored by our friends at Beck's Hybrids, the largest independent family-owned seed company. They'd like to wish farmers a safe and successful planting season for any in-season seed needs. Find your nearest Beck's Hybrid seed rep at BecksHybrids.com. And look at Bill's hat and sweatshirt, Sip. Look at
I doubled down on it, went all Beck's gear.
Also, ooh, this is nice cap.
This is kind of my uniform now. One of the reasons I was late was because I had to dry my uniform. And so this morning, when I got up, I wasn't late technically, but I pushed the envelope.
Yeah, you did.
It was concerning.
That's one of the reasons right there. Now, I can imagine the excitement going around Beck's right now. I'm dry now. Yeah, I'm dry. Imagine the excitement going around Beck's. They had 50 semis yesterday lined up, loading up seed.
They did?
They did. 50 semis. I drove by.
Think about that for a second.
Yes, 50 semis. So I'm excited about that. Now you got your rain. You got your moisture.
Oh, yeah.
You got your, what is it? Kind of season is it, Steve?
It's March.
It's growing season. It's March. Well, you said it was March.
He's going for mushrooms.
Mushrooms.
Yeah, we're growing season.
It's growing season.
Yes.
Look at
and
it.
And we got the moisture, and we've got the seed. We've got the perfect storm, and we got sunny. Everything's working. Goner.
Look at you.
Yeah,
You have your bag. Oh, no, you don't have your bag today.
You had it yesterday, though. The bag was here yesterday.
Had the bag yesterday. There's a little bit of a scramble this morning.
Yeah, so you were pushing it.
I pushed it a little tight.
We were freaked out a little bit. I was here before you.
That never happens. Mm-mm. That never happens. It was concerning. But Bill made it. Everything's good.
And I was able to get my coffee, too.
And we got to keep the stool with three now. Yeah. For a
three-legged stool.
We promised next week we would do that.
Yes. Yeah. Are we promising next week that 5 days of three-legged?
Yes. Okay. I'll be here. So thanks to Beck's Hybrids. BecksHybrids.com. Check him out today. Troy Dannon, the new AD, spoke last night on radio. You were listening. You were covering this.
Yeah, I wrote about it.
What was the biggest thing that he wrote about?
Nice.
You wrote about it.
I think the biggest thing was he said that the Memorial Stadium renovation project, which is, you know, $450 million, remains on the same trajectory that it was under Nebraska's previous leadership, which that raised some eyebrows. Now, he did note in a very quick sentence that I had to go back and listen to. He did note it's possible that Nebraska's athletic department leadership would go back to the Board of Regents with changes, quote, based on the ability to fundraise. So he says, I'm still doing a little bit of getting my arms wrapped around it. He's only been on the job for 37 days. And he also noted it's not like he had time to prepare for this job. I mean, he got hired within 7 days of Albert's departure, so he couldn't study what was going on. He's sort of learning on the fly. But he says it's going forward as planned, which I guess surprised me a little bit.
So demolition after the last home game has to start, correct? They missed because it's going to be down for a whole year, correct?
I don't know the timeline. I don't think it would happen that quickly under I mean, I don't think so. They haven't even decided fully that they're that they would demolish South Stadium at this point. So, well, I don't know.
So we're back to the drawing board here on this a little bit.
A little bit.
Sounds to me that the plan is very mucky right now. Can't do anything with it.
I don't know how you
with that much money
to rebuild everything. You have to do. You have to demolish.
The South Stadium.
It's got to go. It's got to get. You got to start all over. You can't be like, well, we're just going to do a couple things here. You know, put some new
one by one.
Yeah, no, that's not going to
seat by seat. We're going to take it apart.
He said that they got to get chair backs in the East and West stadiums. I think they would do that in the South too. They've said that before, but he didn't say that. He said we've got to get chair backs in the East and West stadiums. Chair backs.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We got to do some concessions work. They want to go cashless, but they have to update their Wi-Fi systems to do that.
Wi-Fi.
Or else Ireland happens for that situation. Remember that? Free beer everywhere. Wi-Fi was down. Huge profit loss in Ireland.
There's one thing I didn't know. I didn't know this, and you guys could call me out on this for not knowing. I didn't know it.
Push back?
Yeah. He said, We have 40 million in donor donations each year that back their seat purchase in the stadium. And next to television revenue, that's the number one source of revenue. So it'd be the number two source of revenue is donor donations that back their seat purchases.
So they want to be at the 50-yard line, 12 rows up. They're paying...
You're paying for that
bonus of whatever, you know.
Yeah, I didn't know that it was to the tune of $40 million they get.
That really shocked me.
I didn't know it was that much either.
It's the number two revenue source. Then I wouldn't have guessed that. So you live and you learn. Yeah.
And you never hear that from season ticket holders, do you? Oh, they never complain about the amount of donation.
I don't know.
No, they do all the time.
You've never drank a Celsius on this show ever.
I know.
This is new.
This is new. You've had coffee. Since the day I walked in, and all of a sudden today I come in a little bit late, and you're drinking this Celsius.
I was running a little late.
But you were here before Bill still. Yeah, and Bill has a coffee.
Because I didn't stop and get coffee. I mean, I didn't want to.
East Campus rain?
Yeah. It was partly that. This stuff is incredible, by the way. I don't want to go down a rabbit hole, but this Celsius stuff is the best energy drink I've ever had in terms of how much it energizes you. I mean, that taste is fine and all that. What else did Dannon say of note?
I'm glad to hear it's working for you.
Yeah.
Steve Sipple for Celsius
you're
here.
You're perking up over there.
Yeah. I don't know. This got lost in the shuffle a little bit. He said the first priority has to be completion of its track, which I said moved from City Campus to a structure located on Innovation Campus. You'd say that, right?
Yeah.
It's over there. I don't know if you'd call where it's situated. Right to the south of the former bar. Come on, we've talked about that bar.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the Tack Room?
Tack Room. Which is closed.
That's not Innovation Campus, by the way.
No, it's situated right to the south of that. Mm-hmm. Anyway, that's a $9 million project that will go out for bid soon. It hasn't. I thought that would have been done by now. I guess I don't drive over there enough.
Can anyone find out if the Tack Room is still intact? Could we purchase it? Has it been tore down or is the building still there?
I'll drive by there.
Let us know about the tack room.
Yeah, incredible. If you're driving over there right now, let us know.
Your Uncle and Husker.
Send us a picture.
Is the tack room still available if we got some investors? Could we have the ticket tack room?
What in Cornhusker is that approximately? 11th?
11th, somewhere in there. 12th,
no,
somewhere
that'd be 15th at Cornhusker.
Same thing.
Just being exact.
15th at Cornhusker.
Yeah. 15th at Cornhusker.
South side of Cornhusker.
I don't know if that place is... Yeah. He added that the baseball... Now, this is something I've noted on the show probably before Bill. I was sort of beating this drum for a long time. They need to do something about Haymarket Park. They need upgrades. And he said that there haven't been significant upgrades in 20-plus years. So they're looking at that, too.
Beer sales will solve all.
I suppose. No. He did say something about beer sales. He said alcohol sales. I hate this topic, but since Bill brought it up, he said alcohol sales at sports complexes no longer are a morality judgment. Alcohol sales are basically a way of life. Well, okay, that's great. That's about it.
Thank you. Update on the tack room from the text line.
Oh, nice.
Several texters.
Quick. Thank you.
Yeah. God, that's amazing, by the way.
If anybody could film it, it'd be great.
I don't have a picture. People are saying the building is still intact and standing.
We need to purchase that and make it the ticket tack room.
Ooh.
And the ticket tack room, and it's only open on Friday afternoons, but it would be... We do a show from there Friday afternoons.
But one day a week.
Under the ticket tack room. And it be a nice place. Hey, you want to watch some track? You want to watch a little bit of soccer? Sports bar. It'll be a sports bar.
We could do
Nebraska sports. A crazy idea.
Wow. What a concept.
Just Fridays.
Just on Fridays.
In the afternoon.
Be kind of fun.
You could serve.
I could serve, yes. I've bartended before, yes.
That experience.
Yes. And guess what else we'd have? It'd be all cash, no cards.
Because
we wouldn't have Wi-Fi.
But I'm just like, no, we're gonna be cash people.
My immediate concern with one day a week would we make any money? It would just be a losing proposition.
I bet we can get the tack room at a pretty decent rate.
Yeah.
I think right now, I don't think people are lined up trying to get the building.
You don't think so?
I don't think so right now. I wonder if it's still in there.
It's still intact.
Ah, that'd be incredible. The tack room going
again. We should look at the ticket
tack room.
We're going to
look at the ticket tack room.
I like that, Bill.
Open on Fridays.
That's it.
3 to 9.
When we come back, Song of the Day and Aging Gracefully on Early Break on the Ticket.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.